Okay, bank holiday weekend, and joining us is Fintan McCormack from O'Brien's Wine in Greystones. Hello to you, Fintan.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Now, this is the last bank holiday of the summer, basically, right? It's not June and it's not May and all this, but yes, you've brought in some rosé, and I'm thinking to myself, has Fintan lost it or what?
Only a little bit, Declan. That's okay.
Tell us why.
We cannot keep up for demand with rosé at the moment, Declan. It's just so, so popular. Obviously, it's a summertime drink as well, where, you know, you can imagine yourself down in the Côte de Provence or Marseille or Medon or somewhere like that as well, and enjoying the beautiful oceans and seas and gorgeous, gorgeous pink rosé. But it's become such a massive, massive following as well. If you follow Instagram, it's all over Instagram, all the celebrities and stuff, from Angelina Jolie to, you name it, Kylie. They're all making rosés in different styles of it and stuff as well. But I have to say, rosé is just such a great wine as well, because it's like it's halfway house between a red and a white, and it ticks all the boxes as well for really, really delicious.
Well, I tell you what, if the celebrities like it, I like it, because I want to be cool with them, right? So this one is one of your favourites, 11 Minutes.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fabulous. Now, it actually comes from Verona, this one as well. So it's blended from four grape varieties. It's got Carmenere, Syrah, Trebbiano di Lugano, and a little bit of Corvina as well. So basically, the bottle is actually really, really gorgeous. It's kind of an Emporia-shaped bottle, and you can see through it as well. It really evokes kind of almost like kind of Gothic kind of architecture in a way as well. But the wine has got nothing to hide as well. It's bright and it's lovely, and it has a lovely kind of circle in the middle as well. We can actually look into it and see a wonderful picture of a lady. And taste-wise as well, it's really, really has lovely hints of strawberries, a little bit of sherries, a little bit of spritzer in the finish as well. And the reason why it's called 11 minutes is just basically they want to keep the contact with the skins minimum to extract the colour of the pigment as well. It's like if you pick up a red grape in a supermarket, Declan, and squish it in your hand, the juice is going to be free-run and clear. But if you let the contact of the skin heat up in your hand with the juice that you have in your hand, it'll slowly, like, pour out the pigment as well. So this is only like maceration, it's called. It's only macerated for about 11 to 15 minutes as well. But red wine bottles will be left in contact with the skins for much longer to extract the pigment and colour as well. But the style of it now is really, really lovely. It's really delicious.
Mm. And much is that one?
That one's $14.95. It's super trendy and very, very delicious. Yeah.
Okay, 11 minutes. I know that somebody close to me likes it, but there you go. That's another story. You're having your Italian promotion at the moment, right, and one of our favourites in our house is Luna Argenta, which is one of the ones you brought in today. So tell us about that.
The Luna Argenta is fabulous. It's from Puglia, which is the heel of Italy. It's right between the Adriatic and the Sea of Iona. Just a little kind of spiky heel bit of Italy as well. So the Luna Argenta is blended from two grapes. They got Negromara and Primitivo. And these are grown and actually dried according to a system called appassamento. So basically it just means it's the method of the extracting the water content out of the grapes, so they almost squish down almost raisiny. So in this press, it's got this really delicious free-run juice as well. That's quite, you know, evokes really, really deep flavours as well. Can have a little bit of residual sweetness, but it really, really works with the acidity of all the grapes as well. It's a real, real foodie red. Lovely for kind of autumnal evenings as well. It certainly felt quite a bit colder, like last night as well. So it really, really works with kind of lovely cheeses and lovely kind of ragouts and pasta dishes. Absolutely lovely. I mean, aromatic and just perfect for a chilly evening. Really delicious as well.
Well, as I say, it's a favourite here. What have you got it down to at the moment?
It's down to $12.95 as well, which is a bit of a steal at that price as well.
Okay. It's you a get gorgeous, a few of those for Christmas.
It's a kind of red that you just stick on your slippers and nice. It just takes all the boxes.
It has that relaxing flavour. It's Luna Argenta Puglia. It's a sort of an orangey label, and you know, I think it's good anyway. But check for yourself if that's what floats your boat. Now, Chianti.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Silence of the Lambs. Here it is.
Well, there we go. Well, I don't have any fava beans or liver with me today, Declan, so we won't be talking about that. But actually, Chianti, they actually did a massive amount of work for Chianti over the years as well. That particular scene with Jodie Foster in the movie as well, where he's speaking through the bars of a cell and talking about fava beans and a nice Chianti. I think it was a tax inspector or some sort of an inspector, or a censor or something. was looking after him. But Chianti is a great, great style of wine. Declan, you'd remember like the kind of the old wicker baskets in kind of movies years and years ago as well. Like after the Second World War, the whole kind of Piedmont area as well would have been quite decimated as well. But Sangiovese is the main grape variety of Chianti. And Chianti is all about lovely kind of lush cherry fruit as well. It's hugely, hugely popular. For me now, just gives lovely, lovely, lovely flavours as well. It has a lovely ripeness about it, and it's a very, very friendly red. So a lot of people wouldn't be really very much into red, but Chianti just ticks all the boxes as well. And, I mean, there's different styles. There's DOCGs, Chianti Classicos, and there's Super Tuscans, and all big flavours and ones as well. But Chianti is just like, it's like an old friend's house. Actually, a quote from Hemingway, like a good red wine should be like an old friend's house, just warm and inviting. And the Italians have an expression called abbinamento, which is a marriage of food and wine. And this Chianti is just all about pairing with gorgeous food and growing more yourself to love, Declan. It's a delicious, delicious Chianti. Really lovely.
Right, well, this one is called...
This one's called Volpetto Chianti, and it's a Riserva DOCG, and that's down to 11.95. And it's made by...
Volpetto Chianti,
yeah. And it's made by a guy called Stefano Cioccolatti, and he's just a really great winemaker. He's worked in Sicily, he's worked pretty much all over Italy as well, and he's come back to his favourite wine, Chianti, as well, and he does a fabulous job at it. It's a super,
right.
Super
for those of you who haven't tried it with somebody's liver or not, sorry about that. Maybe that's the one to start off. Volpetto Chianti from O'Brien's. Good to talk to you as always, Fintan. 11.95 for that one. Thank you. Take care.